Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Knox Nalis, for Integrity Land Title. Welcome back, Knox.
Thanks, Doug.
We're also here with Gaspar Calvaruso, the president of SSM St. Joseph Health Center in downtown St. Charles. Welcome back, Gaspar.
Glad to be here.
So if you'd like to contact us or any of our guests, just visit our website at doughaldeman.com. It's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. So, Gaspar, you and I have had a long relationship. I've known you since college. You're a couple years ahead of me. We were in the same fraternity, and you know, you were one of my mentors going through college, and you definitely taught me a lot about leadership when I was going through school. And just want to let you know, I appreciate that mentorship.
Oh, thanks.
And you've taken that leadership ability. You know, we knew that you would go far, so congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just would appreciate if we wouldn't talk about some of our times. Some of the things
that happened. Yes,
that's okay.
That's why I'm on the radio and not running for public office. probably not things we can go into. But what I can say is you know what you taught us and the times that we didn't listen to you end up causing us issues in the fraternity. Didn't realize it in college, but you know, much later it was easy to see. So we were talking about medical bills before we went to break, and if somebody, you know, somebody's looking at their medical bill, you know, I always tell people they really need to pay close attention to it, and they always think that insurance should just cover everything, and it doesn't always cover everything. What advice would you have for a consumer out there on, you know, when they get those medical bills in, you know, how should they communicate? What should they do with those bills?
Well, I guess, you know, first off, I think people need to be personally accountable. I mean, and that's easy for us to say, but you need to understand what your insurance covers, what it doesn't cover. You know, make the phone calls prior to so that you can understand, you know, what your out-of-pocket costs, because it is confusing. You had mentioned earlier, it is very confusing, and if you don't understand the system, you can get caught into some, you know, some unexpected costs that maybe you didn't realize. But SSM, and I'm sure other hospitals, have, you know, certified counselors that can basically walk people through that process and give them an understanding of, you know, what their out-of-pocket costs can be. If they need insurance, they are trained on the medical exchanges. They can help people with, you know, navigating that to find coverage. If they don't have coverage, in instances, we can help them identify, you know, whether or not they're eligible for Medicaid and the process to do that. And ultimately, if they're not eligible, you know, us, just like a lot of other mission-based organizations, we'll take care of them. You know, we will take care of that care for them. And we have a process for that and applications that people can fill out for that.
Okay, so two things here. First off, how can somebody get a hold of one of those counselors if they need one?
I don't have the phone number, but they can certainly contact our hospital, and we can connect them with our billing department and registration department.
Is it on your website also?
Yes, it's on our website.
What is the website for SSM?
It's SSMHealthcare.com.
Okay.
SSMHealth.com.
SSMHealth.com. Okay. And they can always Google search it too. And that's
correct.
That's, you know, I pretty much do that before I even go directly to a website. Get in touch with one of those counselors. So that's in advance, they can do that to find out, you know, make sure it's covered and know what the cost is going to be. Now, if they've already had a treatment and mm-hmm. now there's a bill for something, should they communicate regularly with somebody in the billing department, or what should they do when they get that bill?
I would think that they, you know, once they receive a bill, that they can have that, you know, call the billing office if they have questions, you know, walk through so that they understand how this was, you know, develop the bill, et cetera, and we can certainly answer those questions for them. And then if they're in a situation where they don't have the coverage or et cetera, then that's when we'll help them identify, you know, how we can get it covered for them.
You know, I always encourage people, because this stuff hits their credit report. I've seen a $10 medical collection hit somebody's credit report for 100 points. And, you know, don't let these things just sit there. I mean, you cannot let them sit there. Call the billing department and even negotiate a payment plan if you have to. Mm-hmm. I think the billing department would rather get payments over time than get nothing and have to turn over to collection.
That's a great point.
That's not the goal of the hospital.
It's a great point. I mean, you know, somebody doesn't get sent to collections, and, you know, at our hospital, probably, you know, a lot of other industries right off the bat. I mean, there is a process there. They're given ample opportunities. They're, you know, we work with them on the payment plans, et cetera. So that's a great point, Doug.
Well, you guys probably don't have any choice at some point but to send it to collection. You have to have your money.
It is a business. And yes, we, you know, there does come a point at the end of the line where we have to make some decisions. But, you know, you have to understand that within SSM Healthcare, you know, we are a mission-based organization. We don't have stockholders. It's not a for-profit corporation. The profits, if you will, go to reinvestment. And we're there to reinvest in our community and reinvest in our organization and our people so that we can provide, you know, better healthcare for our communities that we serve.
I was going to say, kind of like anything else, you know, if you turn a blind eye to the you know, the bills that you owe with the hospital, there's a downstream effect that affects other people, and the amount of that the hospital has to absorb and then write off as bad debt, et cetera, it really suffers at the care of everyone. I realize not literally, of course, but in figuratively, it's the same thing.
I think that's right, Knox. I think that's right. And, you know, all the things we talked about in the earlier segment about just the other pressures, it just, you know, it makes it more important that we get paid what we're owed.
Right. Well, otherwise you don't have any choice but to charge everyone else more.
Exactly.
I mean, it has
exactly.
to come from somewhere.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I think that you maybe your listeners would be interested in. I mean, you know, there's a fair amount of charity care. There's a fair amount of, you know, write-offs, et cetera. There's all these other pressures we talked about, you know, within the, you know, the Healthcare Affordability Act. You know, a lot of this, you know, is getting pushed to employers, and employers are, you know, having to, you know, pay more in premium for their healthcare, which, you know, it's kind of pushing the bubble, if you will.
Right.
You push it in one place, it's going to come out another place.
Right. I mean, you can compress the industry to a certain degree and make everybody a little bit more efficient, but you can't just make it go away. I mean,
right.
You know, you can't. You're right. You squeeze one place, and the Affordable Care Act is going to do that with all these subsidies. Is somebody's going to pay for the subsidies?
I think that's a good point.
So when you see, you know, all of the total cost for healthcare, like, where does the money go? Like, what are some of the biggest expenses for a hospital?
Labor is the biggest expense for probably any organization. So just keeping the place going. The cost of being a 24-hour operation, the fact that we have, you know, some high-end employees that we have to pay for, that's predominantly the cost. But, you know, there's supply costs, there's, you know, the drugs, there's new equipment, there's, you know, just like any other industry, there's plenty of areas.
Right.
And inflation doesn't stop for us. And in some respects, inflation is more. And so we have to become more and more innovative as to how we deal with some of those rising costs and really work out some arrangements that, you know, hopefully can keep that in check for not only us, but for the consumers.
Where do you see the vision of where SSM and where St. Joseph Health Center are going right now?
Great question. You know, healthcare, and we talked about it earlier, you know, we've got our feet in two canoes right now, but really
almost a catamaran.
yeah, not so. Sometimes it's not that easy. But really, you know, if you look at healthcare, where it's been a sick care organization. And really, we want to move towards being a healthcare organization, keeping people healthy. If we can move, you know, to taking care of populations, you know, a lot of what's embedded in Obamacare, if you will, is good. I mean, you know, preventative care, you know, keeping people out of hospitals, lowering the cost of care, really focusing on those things that, you know, ultimately will be good for our entire society. So SSM has a vision to be the leader in providing that health care and preventative care and being a partner with the communities that we're in to keep them healthy.
I love that mission. I love where you guys are going with that. I think that you know, preventative care, it doesn't just treat the symptoms. It treats the original cause of the problem. I loved seeing the fact that smoking is decreasing. You know, and several of these things are decreasing. Hopefully, we can get away from being a supersized society and go back to taking better care of our bodies and, you know, being just taking better care of ourselves on a daily basis.
Yeah, Art, you mentioned mission. Our mission is. Through our exceptional healthcare services, we reveal the healing presence of God. And so in all that we've talked about, it's really that it really gets us back to our core, which is we're trying to reveal the healing presence in everybody that comes to us.
that's I've never seen that mission. I love that statement. Reveal the healing presence of God. Actually, I'm going to let that resonate a little bit, because I think that's something that, you know, God is there that can help us heal, and there may be some people that don't agree with that mission necessarily, but I definitely do, and I appreciate the service I get from SSM. My doctor's part of the network. He's in one of the health centers over on Kisker Road in 94, so I appreciate how easy it is to use SSM.
Oh, great. And that's really the other piece of this is, you know, accessibility and ease. I mean, a lot of the investments that we're making in right now are just to do that, to make it even easier for you and for your family to get healthcare services when you want it. You know, so much in the past has been, you know, kind of regulated. This is the way an office is supposed to be set up. This is the way a hospital is supposed to be set up. Things are moving towards being out of the hospital, more ambulatory, more ease of access. I mean, you can just see that with, you know, the Take Care clinics, Walgreens, lots of urgent care centers, those kinds of things. You're going to see more of that, I think, in the future.
Keep us out of the emergency room.
Exactly.
Well, Gaspar, really appreciate you taking the time to come in. SSM and St. Joseph Medical Center out, you know, in St. Charles are going to be in great shape with you at the helm. I'm sure they appreciate the leadership you gave there, and I appreciate the mentorship you gave me when I was going through college and since. So thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks, Gaspar.
Thank you.
So just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.